know, eat like I eat, and on. So we have this concept, and I'm not going to get too far off in this, but we live in a society that separates us by anything that we can be separated by, whether it's socioeconomics, skin color, education, whatever. And those divides just so wide, and they get wider and wider all the time, specifically as it relates to being able to do good to those who most need it. We have to see things through the eyes of our Lord. And that old saying, what would Jesus do? Never mind what would Jesus do, what did Jesus do? Jesus didn't see anything but souls. Souls. And those souls, I'm coming to you, Sister Josephine, and those souls are precious to God. Those souls are no different than the soul that you have that is precious to God. And so we need to continue to strive to make sure that that's all we're seeing, the souls of men. And those lost souls in particular, the good that we do to them, that's a way of bringing them closer to God and to helping them to see God. Those folks are very thankful, right? When you bless them with something, when you do something, when you give them a little something, they're generally very, very thankful. And that's, again, an opportunity to say what? Not me, but let me tell you about the God I serve, right? Sister Josephine, then I'm coming to you. Yes. And again, one of the more powerful things that we have is personal testimonies. Sister Josephine said, it's been many a night where she just didn't have, but through the grace of God, somebody did what? Somebody blessed her with what it was that she needed. And it wasn't that she had a certain appearance, but God has a way of working through his people. Yes, brother. And the comment essentially was that many of us have probably experienced some, form of unemployment. If you live long enough, we've all been in that line filling out those applications. And so, it should be something that's really real to us that we understand and appreciate. And in helping people, it's, helping them with the things in the scripture said, and we didn't dig too deep into it, but what they needed. And sometimes it's, and you can, what's the old saying? You can give a man a fish and feed him for a day, or you can teach him how to fish. And, so that's also a form of giving them something that they need. Brother Lowe. Thank you. And for those who didn't hear Brother Laurie, what he said was that God just tells us to do. There's not a whole lot of scripture that talks about how we analyze this person's particular need. And the thing that strikes me so much about that is that sometimes we can get in our own way and not fulfill the calling of that we have, because we need to bring in some kind of metrics to kind of figure stuff out. But do we get that from God's word? Or where exactly does it come from? Someone says, well, that's Satan's working. And I know one of the things, and I've shared with some of my brothers here, and I know Forrest, he's in our benevolence, and I've shared with him. I could never see myself in that particular role, because I just give away the store. I don't have the, and I'm not going to attribute it to, you know, being so righteous and holy that I fully understand and appreciate the concept that Brother Laurie has talked about. It's just, I just don't have the inner workings to ask certain questions or to probe in certain ways into, because there is something to be said about being good stewards of God's belongings. So we're not discounting that. But I think that we could have a good series of lessons on making sure that we stay out of our way in terms of doing what God says. It's nothing different than what the Pharisees were guilty of doing, building on and adding different things on top of what God's law said to do to somehow help God out, and that's a danger. But Lori, I'm about to give you the microphone in a minute. Amen. Brother Leslie. And Brother Hall. And so Brother Hall just kind of brought up another point in terms of what poor means. And our discussion this morning is kind of focused on, you know, material needs and things of that nature, maybe financially poor. But, you know, if a person is poor in spirit or a person doesn't have a relationship with God, they're as poor as they can be because they literally have nothing without a relationship with God. And it's kind of critical that we as Christians, you know, kind of have that first and foremost in our minds, right? Oftentimes we'll see somebody who may be kind of well-to-do and, you know, we'll overlook that person from the standpoint of seeing them through spiritual lenses. But oftentimes, particularly if it's someone we are associated with, we have a general understanding of whether or not they are a member of the body of Christ or not, right? And if they are not a member of the body of Christ, what kind of spiritual capital do they have? They're as poor as can be. So it's a really appreciate that. Was there enough? Yes. It was just another comment about our TEEBS program that young people did and the impact that it had on even them and teaching them the principles of God and how important and valuable is that. Brother Warner. And he reiterated the fact that God has commanded us to give, and we ought to let our light shine. And that's what we are called to do. Yes. The question is, and it's a really good question, it's like, how do we balance providing for the needs of someone and not enabling them to continue on, say, with an addiction or something like that, right? The Bible tells us or instructs us to make what kind of judgments? Righteous judgments. We've already talked about the fact that we have a responsibility to help people, right? And so in helping people, you can't hurt people by helping people, or helping people isn't going to cause them hurt. Not when we do it from the standpoint of doing what God has called us to do. So, and I'll say right here, I don't have probably a real definitive clear-cut answer. But what I will say is, if we know that giving this person $5 is going to contribute to their delinquency. Now, how we would know that, not sure. It might be a family member and you just happen to know their history and you know what they do, okay? Then it may be better for you not to give that person that $5. But that doesn't mean that you don't help them, because what the scripture says is that you give them what they need. So what is it that this person needs? And then our energy and our effort is focused on providing them with what they need. Okay? And it might be you fill in the blank depending on what the situation. It might be medical care. It might be, you know, a visit to a doctor. It might be a meal. It might be, you know, having them admitted to someplace where they can get. But the point is to help them. So, anybody else have any? Brother Leslie? Brother Floyd. And what Floyd is bringing out is that as we help the physical man, we ought to also be helping the spiritual man. And we can't leave sight of that. We've already kind of touched on the fact that if you're spiritually poor, then you have nothing. And so how do we truly help? Everybody needs, at the end of the day, a relationship with Jesus. So let me go Dottie and Neil. Thank you. And again, that is just pointing out the fact that how important it is to have Christ be a part of everything that we do. And we're talking about these charitable deeds or these giving of alms. All of it is related to our spiritual walk and giving folks what they truly need. Now, you know, it's kind of cruel, as it tells us in James, to have somebody who's hungry there and tell them, you know, God be with you, go and be well and not give them a piece of bread to eat, right? So we do, and it's been said before that, you know, sometimes a person, you know, you have to kind of have a relationship with them, show them how much you care, and then they'll be able to hear what you feed their belly, and then all of a sudden their ears will open to be more receptive. So there's a whole swath of things that we need to consider, but the most important thing is that we do that, we act, and that we, as we go more and more and more and grow more and more and more, that we get closer and closer to being able to walk in the humble spirit, to see people and things through the eyes of the Lord, and to act accordingly. We're going to end on Neil's comment here. Okay. Thank you so much, Neil. Our time has expired. Just brought up the example of the Good Samaritan. Thank you so very much for a wonderful discussion and study. We'll get together with Brian and figure out where we're going to go next week. I know he was counting my scriptures, and we didn't get past a quarter of them. So I might be back next week. I don't know.